Hey, Story Pillar friends.
It's me,
Meg.
Grown-ups,
if you love the news, most of the time anyway,
and want your kids to love the news too, check out Newsy Paloozy, a news podcast for smart kids and curious adults.
Host Leela and her mom Lindy cover everything from the top science news to the latest in tech, arts, culture, sports, and plenty of oddball news from every corner of the globe. Find more information at newsypaloozy.com and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Also, grown-ups, Sneak Bean, Sparky, and I are still on the lookout for unstick tricks for the second half of Story Pillar Season 3. If you know a kid with great advice for sticky situations, like when they really don't want to share something special, or maybe when they have to work with a teammate they don't necessarily get along with, we'd love to hear about it. Check out the Unstick Trick page at storypillar.com or shoot an email to info@storypillar.com. Okay, ready for the show?
Hey, it's me, Bean. I'm a butterfly that wears a yellow hat, and who really likes bananas and cream cheese for some reason, which, like, don't sound like they go together, but is actually, like, my new favorite creamy, cheesy snack. Anyway, how's your summer going? I don't exactly know what volcano bungee jumping is, but maybe don't. Or at least, like, wear an extra strong lava-proof suit or something. Anyway, thanks for joining me for this week's Phenometer Check. If you've never been to one before, it's kind of like checking the temperature in the morning, but with feelings. It's really helpful for people like me who, like, don't always know what we're feeling or, like, how to tell other people how we're feeling. But really, Phenometer Checks are for, like, anyone. I mean, if you have a brain and a body, like, you're good to go. Okay, let's get started with our mind and body check. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Okay, if I check in with my mind, I don't know. Sometimes my mind feels like jumpy or like on fire. But today it feels pretty calm. I don't know, like a lake or something on a nice day with sun and like really teeny waves that are just kind of chill and blue and sparkly. If I check in with my arms and legs and wings, yeah, they kind of just feel like arms and legs and wings. They're not like heavy or feel like they're being attacked by zombie hornets or something, like when I'm super angry. If I check in with my stomach, though, it doesn't quite match the rest of my body. I don't know, like it feels almost like I swallowed a hamster wheel, and like every so often, like a giant robo cat is like chasing the hamster, and the wheel spins and spins and makes my stomach feel like it's gonna like fly out of my belly button. Which is like kind of weird because the rest of me feels pretty chill. If I check in with my heart, it's kind of the same thing. Like it's pretty normal, like steady, not too fast, but every time my hyperactive, terrified stomach hamster starts running its little sprints, my heart feels a little extra squeezy or like hurts a little while it's just like doing its thing. So yeah, my Phenometer Check reading, I don't know, because I'm like calm and chill, but then like my stomach is filled with like tiny rodents that are scared out of their minds and making my heart feel like someone's trying to squeeze it like a toothpaste tube. I bet I know what this is. Yeah, I think I'm feeling sympathetic.
Yeah.
That's like when you feel pretty okay yourself, but you see someone you love who's like mad or like upset somehow, and you kind of feel it too and want to help them feel better. I don't know if you listened to the full episode last week, but like Sneak and Sparky were having this huge fight over celery sticks, which like sounds pretty batty banana ridiculous, but like Sneak was really upset about it. And the sadder and more frustrated he got, the more my stomach started to do this heart squeezy sprinting hamster kind of thing. But when I tried to like help him feel better, he just like threw a bag of gummy centipedes at my eyeballs and shouted,
"Mind your own bees, knees, beanie cheese!"
and ran away. So since that didn't exactly go so well, I had this idea to like make him a mind aid. Kind of like how a band-aid is for your body, I figured a mind aid could be like a band-aid for your mind when you can't like stop thinking about something that's making you feel really angry or super sad. Okay, so let's make Sneak a mind aid. We're gonna need some paper and some crayons, or like I have colored pencils. Okay, first I'm gonna draw like a band-aid outline that takes up the whole paper. Okay, here's my giant oval and the pad part in the middle with the little dots. Okay, mind-aid outline, check. Now, inside my mind aid for Sneak, I'm gonna draw a picture of what I would do to make him feel better if I have magic powers or like amazing alien technology or something. So, what I think would make Sneak feel better would be like a triple chocolate ice cream gummy centipede sundae as tall as a dinosaur. Okay, so I'm gonna draw me with like a little chef's hat and an ice cream scoop. Okay, and now for the first giant scoop of ice cream. Swoop. That one is like the super triple chocolate one. All right, second scoop. Okay, that one I guess will be cotton candy marshmallow blast, maybe. Okay, and the last scoop is gonna be peanut butter banana ketchup. Which I don't get it either, but that's like his favorite flavor. Okay, so the last step is to draw gummy centipedes like all over. One here, and here, and here, and here, and here. Oh, and maybe drizzles of maple syrup like over here. Oh, and Sneak and Sparky like diving in face first, like so that only their feet are sticking up.
Yamaroonie spoonies, open up.
Okay, mind aid done. And I know it won't like fix Sneak's problem or like make him feel perfect or anything, but hopefully he'll see that I get how he's feeling and actually want to help him feel better. So now I just have to hope he doesn't stab me in the eyeball with one of his sugar worms when I try to give it to him. Okay, that's pretty much it for this week's Phenometer Check. If you want to share about this or any other feeling, have your grown-up send us an email at info@storypillar.com. Grown-ups, don't forget to head to our Ko-fi page if you're interested in supporting more great episodes of Story Pillar. Oh, and have one of us sing a ridiculous song to you or someone you love. Mag through the link in our episode notes, along with links to some books and a really cool bracelet activity for teaching kids about sympathy and compassion. Okay, thanks for joining me for this week's Phenometer Check. This one was actually pretty tricky to like figure out, but it was really fun making Sneak a giant ice cream gummy centipede mind aid with you. Okay, bye. Come back next week if you want to.